to Spooky Time Tea, the show where we talk about ghosts, ghouls, murders, mysteries, and everything in between. All while enjoying a cup of tea like a tea party. But but spooky. I'm keeping that take. Cat was mouthing the words the whole time. That's the take.
That one didn't really make a tea fart that time.
Okay, because I already did it, and then I undid it, and I was like, oh, I'll undo it so Katie can, like, do a tea fart on the thing.
Yeah, it didn't work.
And then it didn't work. But you didn't maybe do it on the thing anyway.
Wait, maybe the next episode. Though.
Yeah. Chloe wants to start a petition that we only eat cake on the podcast now instead of tea.
Or desserts in general, because holy shit.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Nah! Bitch trying to pour me more tea than I want.
It's gonna be tasty, though.
For reference, the tea is barely covering the bottom of the cup, and that's how I like it.
Oh, gone. Shit. How am I still... Don't trust me. Don't trust me. I don't trust Kat. I don't trust Kat with the tea. Proceeds to spill the tea.
Hey, you know what? It's not my fault that the freaking
teapot likes to do. If anyone wants to spill some tea, I can do it. I quit my other job today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is it good?
It's so good.
This one's one of my favorites. This one and the wild berry. So to... No?
Hold on.
It was a yes, and then it got perfumey and weird.
I think it was because you also had a mix with the cake.
Today we are drinking the Raspberry Zinger by Celestial Seasonings. It is one of my favorite ones beside the Wildberry Zinger, which is another one of my favorites.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. They're really good. Very good.
See, like, I like their peach one.
Yeah.
And so, but this one, it's not too tangy, but it's like, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
And Chloe liked it for a second, and then...
It got weird.
So that's a nope for Chloe?
It's not the worst no we've had. We should start a rating system of us just like...
We need to write the T's down, and then we need to do a check mark on, like, yes and no, or maybe.
No, we're going to do, like, you know, like, the 5 out of 10? We're going to do, like, 6 Chris Evans out of 10.
Okay, so how many Chris Evans out of 10 would this be?
Like a 4.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
No, but then, so here's the thing. It would be higher, and then I realized Chris Evans is God tier, and this isn't even close. You need to measure up. We need a new system. I don't know. I'll think of a new system.
I like that one, though.
I do, too, but here's the thing. Nothing's ever going to be a 10 out of 10, because that man could get it.
I mean, that's true, but it doesn't have to be a 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. You don't like tea. Nothing will, an OT will ever be a 10 out of 10 for you.
I don't know. We may one time in our life.
I give it 10 years.
Here's the thing. I think if anyone just wants to, like, put me into contact with Chris Evans, I'll like whatever the fuck you give me. I don't give a shit anymore. And this is my quarter life crisis currently.
So we are going to give you guys a little bit of a heads up as to why we kind of took a, well, as you, if you saw.
Accidental hiatus.
Yeah, an accidental hiatus. As you all probably have saw on our social medias.
The Instagram posts.
My laptop decided to take a shit.
In a fiery glory.
And we did not have our episodes backed up, so.
Because we're dumb bitches number 1, 2, and 3. Rank accordingly.
However, that same day that it died a fiery crash, Kitty went and bought a new one that is now capable of recording, and then some. And also bought a 2 terabyte external hard drive to back up everything because we've learned from our mistakes.
Yes.
So I don't think we'll have any problems anymore, guys.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I hope.
Let's we'll not be jinx fine. This shit. This is how 2020 starts. Once you tell me to talk, words are gone. But when you tell me to shut up, I have to say everything
shut
in the
up
world.
What was that?
What are we talking about today?
What are we talking about?
So, we're retelling the story of the Denver International Airport conspiracy theories,
Lucifer,
which is, I'm so excited to re-talk about him. It was a lot more fitting when we originally recorded, because I was literally 2 days away from going,
mm-hmm,
but now I have just been there.
And but so, it's yeah, still fitting.
I forgot to take pictures, because I was crying when I was coming home.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you were there, you got to see some of the stuff that we talked
that's
about.
That's my airport. I used to go there on days I didn't have to go anywhere because, A, we had, like, there was a day we had to, like, record something at the airport, and then my mom worked there, so we would go pick her up sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need a drive. My sources to cite are Travel and Leisure, CPR.org, which is not the chest compression resuscitation thing.
Mm-hmm.
Different CPR. I don't know how they got away with getting the URL for that. I think it's like a Colorado something. And then the other one is uncovercolorado.com.
Okay.
there's many a rumor running about of conspiracy theories for Denver International Airport specifically. So we're going to start on the drive into the airport itself. There's this local joke in like the Denver and surrounding area. Colorado is the only state that puts its airport in another state because literally it's such a long drive from the city to the airport, or literally anywhere to the airport. And it's like on the plains versus like in the mountains. Yeah. Like it's like we're going to Wyoming.
Driving into Denver is the trippiest shit.
Right?
Because like when Tommy and I went to Glenwood Springs back in July.
It's flat until it's not.
Exactly. It's like completely, I'm not even shitting you. It is completely flat until it is suddenly not anymore.
Yeah.
Like, strange. It's like, very weird because it's just like all golden fields and then all of a sudden, oh, look, there's a city. Oh my God, there are mountains behind it.
It's so crazy.
It's like night and day. Yeah. It's very weird.
It's truly, it's just, Colorado is one of those places is like, how the fuck does this place exist? Because it's borderline, depending on where you get to, flat and then 90 degree angle.
Like, yeah, it's very strange, but it's so pretty driving. Because
there's
up.
Also like, there's the mountains and then there's also like plateaus. Like,
we met a couple of our friends there in Glenwood and drove, they had to drive, they're from Kansas, so they had to drive.
Fuck that.
Yeah, they drove all through western Kansas.
No offense, Kansasinians. I don't know what the fuck it is, but Jesus Christ, I've driven through your state. It ain't it.
Like, they had to drive through the entirety of West Kansas and East Colorado, which is just literally nothing but flatlands.
I have heard that there's a bomb-ass gas station, don't know where, but somewhere in Kansas, that's just like a wall of slushy machines.
Ooh. Never heard of that, but I want to go there.
I know, I do too.
So when we drive to Denver on a road trip, we're stopping through there, right?
100%.
Okay, yeah. I don't know where it is.
I want to go.
We're just going to get lost.
We'll find it.
Yeah.
I have a specialty at getting lost and then magically finding my way back.
I've seen it.
Of course
it.
You are.
Of course. Okay. That's why I looked
we're
at you,
all
too.
In this
okay,
together.
I was just wanted to make sure because I didn't hear a formal invitation. So I'm
Kitty,
wanted to make
you
sense.
Sound you
like
don't
me.
Need a formal invitation. You're invited to us everywhere.
You're invited
except
to
for
us.
The mall.
The only
it was
reason,
a last minute decision.
The only reason you weren't with us today is because you didn't want to get up at 9 a.m. and I don't blame you.
Kat.
I'm half dead. I didn't sleep last night.
Yeah, I that's know. Right. I saw your snap. And with no coffee.
We were driving back and we see the mall and Kat goes, I need a new, what it was? It was like, oh, I need to go into Hot Topic.
My ring. I needed I wanted yeah. a new earring.
And I was like,
they
oh,
didn't have any
nose
that
rings.
Good.
And so we almost flipped a bitch on a highway.
We almost it. Did, but I just like casually turned. And then we ended up, I was like, oh my God. What was it? It was Bath and Body Works was having a semi-annual
yeah.
sale.
Don't even get me started, man. I want to go. I will spend so much money.
They
at Bath
weren't
and Body Works.
All the. They were highly picked over, very no. picked over because
the
it's
one,
right after Christmas.
The one at the
Ridgemar.
Yes,
probably isn't. We should go there tonight after we're done recording.
I'm here for it.
We should go because I want. They had gingham's my favorite scent.
Yeah,
and they had it, and they had it in like the buy two get one free, and buy three get two free. Which I would be willing to drop the money on, but also I'm not willing to drop the money on. But if this Bath & Body Works has different stuff, then I'm into it.
The one that I really like that they only come out seasonal is the toasted coconut one.
Mm-hmm.
And that one smells so good.
See, I want the gingham because it's my favorite. It's just my favorite scent
oh,
year round.
Oh,
I
yeah.
don't, I'm not a big fan as much as I love fall. Fall is my favorite season. Mm-hmm. We all know this.
Yes.
As much as I love it.
You're a fall bitch.
I don't like the fall, like, lotion scents. A lot of the lotion things that they have out, like mm-hmm. lotion and like body sprays they have out for it. They're too rich and they give me a headache. So I prefer the lighter, like springy mm-hmm. scents just kind of all year round. But as far as the candle goes, I will stock up on fall and winter candles
oh,
to
the
last me
best
years.
Candles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That being said, I'm a smell like I have a boyfriend kind of girl. So like I have gingham and I don't use that one too often. I have Up All Night because it's a feminine scent, but it's like kind of masculine. Mm-hmm. And then I have the Teakwood body lotion.
See, I like the tea. Mm-hmm. Can I steal some of that?
Yeah, go for it. It's in my room.
Okay.
I found a TikToker that makes TikToks about what celebrities wear, like, perfume and clone-wise. And I'm about to go down this spiral again, but Chris Evans wears Gucci Guilty. And so now, if anyone out there, I'll open a P.O. box if you want to send me a Gucci Guilty.
For real.
It's if like $97 for a bottle of cologne.
$97, but I'm ready to drop it on it.
It's ridiculous. Not that, but I meant the price of it.
Yeah, well, it's Gucci.
No, I know. The same thing, yeah.
I mean, I understand. It's designer. Like, Chanel's stuff was bleh.
I was like, also, if Chris Evans wears it, it's going to be expensive because homeboy can't afford it. So as you're driving into the airport, you'll notice something a little, I want to say sus.
Blue is sus.
Please elaborate. Yes.
Outside the airport stands a 32-foot-tall bright blue fiberglass Mustang statue with glowing red eyes.
Love that.
He has been dubbed by locals with the name Blucifer.
I looked this up and his eyes, I don't know if they still do, but they are, in fact, LED lights.
They're like floodlights.
Floodlights, yeah, there we go. But they do, or they did, light up. I don't know if they do anymore, though.
I haven't driven there at night in a while. Hey, let's road trip right now.
Let's go. I'm down for a 12-hour drive.
I have a credit card we can put all the gas on because I've just paid off the credit card in its
entirety. Let's do it. Let's go. We'll take my car. My car's a lot nicer sleep? With gas. Yes,
you can sleep
in the back seat. We'll give you the whole back seat.
Okay.
Back seat is in charge of naps
I might
and snacks.
Vomit, so I might have to switch in front. Sorry.
I have Dramamine.
Well, if you don't... I mean, we can knock you out, too. Oh. With tranks, you know. Better drink hotel.
We can just get it on Amazon. We'll wait 2 days. And then we'll...
Oh, no.
I have Dramamine, but...
If you guys don't understand that joke, go back and listen to...
a couple episodes ago.
To our horse drink hotel.
I saw this map on social media. It was like where you sit in the car and what your duty is on a road trip. Driver drives and makes sure they don't die. Passenger is...
DJ.
DJ and snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And backseat is reminding that the other two, that the bathrooms exist and napping.
That would be me because I have to pee all the freaking time. So, yeah.
This is why I don't drink water on road trips.
I don't either.
I don't drink on road trips.
I try really hard not to drink anything on road trips.
I drink things like that don't make like drive. Red Bull. I will chug a Red Bull and I'll be fine.
See, here's the thing. I have the bladder of a kitten and I can't hold my liquids worth anything. So I just don't drink anything. Unless it's like an extensive road trip and I have to drink
I'm the
something.
Same way. However, my bladder, it, even if I'm not drinking anything, is like, bitch, time to go.
Last time we went and saw my family, they live about 5 hours away. My little brother, who just got his license, we were not arguing, I would say. I was gaslighting him intentionally and he knew I was.
Anti-abuse podcast. I was gaslighting.
So he was like, he wanted to drive. And I was like, yeah, you can drive. Our friend Andy was sitting right next to me on this phone call. And she was like, I can't believe it. I hate it when you do this. But I was like, yeah, you can drive because passenger gets DJ rights. And he was like, which is the rule. And he was like, oh, well, then no. Then you drive because I want DJ rights. And I was like, Connor, I just said the driver gets DJ rights.
And you told me this story.
It went on like this for a solid 10 minutes. And him losing his mind.
I love the Supernatural quote that's, driver picks the music. Shotgun checks his cake hole.
That's basically it. And I just kept going that way. And then you'd be like, well, no, you just said passenger. I mean, it went on like that for like 10
so
minutes.
Long. You're so mean.
I am the worst.
Truly, but like also the best.
Yeah.
I was like, no, here's the thing. I, depending on who I'm in the car with, either get DJ because I force my way there or suffer because I'm not going to cause a scene.
Anyways.
With Titus and Silas, I won't because they'll pitch a fit and they think I listen to shit music, but my music's better than theirs. Anyways. Many believe that that Blucifer's existence is a nod to one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
We discovered on the last recording of this when we Googled it, there is not a blue horseman.
No,
there
there's not.
There is red, white, green, and gray, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I think that sounds right. The glowing red eyes are also not
sus.
It.
I mean,
Cause, so when I looked into it, the artist, his name was Luis Jimenez. He had said that the color was to honor, and I quote, the wild spirit of the American West, end quote. But here's the thing. I've seen Fievel Goes West, and the American West gives off orange vibes.
Yeah. Not glowing red eyes in the dark vibes.
No. Also, can we talk about the movie Fievel Goes West, please? Because it's the best.
What is it?
Fievel Goes West?
I've never heard
of it. An American Tale?
I love that. Oh my god.
I've never heard of that movie. I'll have to watch it.
Stop recording right now. We have to check out these movies.
We're going to watch it later.
Yes. Okay. Anyways, the American West gives off like a burnt orange vibe. I'm wrong. It's not red.
It's not because
the West isn't red.
Well, West just makes me think like really bad, angry things.
Demon.
Well, it's like because the red dirt, I think, is probably where he was going with that.
Red dirt is still fucking like orange.
The clay? I mean, yeah, like the clay dirt.
Still fucking orange.
I know it's orange, but it's called red dirt. Like
I hate it. I hate it here.
Like in Lubbock. In West Texas, it's where it's red dirt country because it's all clay. Like the Cap, have you ever driven through the Cap Rocks? Beautiful. Mm-mm. We should go.
What
sometime.
The fuck did you just ask me?
The Cap Rocks? Never. They're like,
ma'am, I moved here in February and I haven't left this town.
Yeah, you're right. One day we'll take a road trip. We'll drive through the Cap Rocks.
Since I'm not gonna have that full time
so
job.
So fucking anymore. Pretty. And we'll go to Amarillo too.
But what? But can you elaborate? What is the Cap Rocks?
They're like, miniature mountains, and they have
precious babies.
Yes, they're precious little baby mountains. And they have
hills.
Yeah, but that's the only way I can describe it. I'll show you guys pictures. Keep talking. Keep going. I'll pull a picture of the Cap Rocks.
So rumors and conspiracies were not helped about Blucifer when 2 years before it was completed, the statue killed the artist itself. In 2006, Jimenez was working on the statue when one of the fiberglass legs came loose off of the statue and fell on him. And it severed an artery in his leg. And my dad used to be a paramedic, so like he always said, like, if you get cut in the leg, make sure it's not an artery or you're done.
You're done.
And that's why I was afraid to shave like the top half of my legs for years. Like exclusive. So I started shaving my legs really, really young because I have really dark hair and I got made fun of it for it. And so the rule was until I was 13, I could not shave above my knee. Because
only
who
I shave it with. Sorry, this is a Bob's Burger reference. I was just about to make.
I have never seen the show.
What was it? It was like only whores and strippers shave above the knee. Anyway, hold on. Pause. So they're kind of like the only way I can describe them is kind of like a miniature Grand Canyon.
Okay.
They're it's much prettier in person when you're driving through it. It's very, they're
can
very
can I stay in
pretty.
The car?
Picture time?
Well, of course. Well, you can't really walk through them unless you go to Paladuro Canyon, which is in Amarillo. But we can drive through them is more
can
like
I
what
they stay
meant
where there's
for.
Air conditioning and
yes.
snacks.
Especially if we go in the summertime.
Wait, you're meant to only drive through them?
I mean, there are some trails that you can take, like in Paladuro State Park. You can.
The comment that Kitty just made really shows how different we are as people. Because I want to stay in the fucking car. Kitty wants to, like, climb it. Also, that one day when we were exploring the, where the fuck were we? The park. And you climbed up a literal cliff.
I know. And then I slid down.
I told you. I was like, coming down is going to be a bitch, Kitty.
You wouldn't have fallen if you would just let Lauren touch your butt.
Also, I wasn't wearing the right shoes. I didn't have grips on them.
Yeah, no. And Kat was in Tom's, and she wanted to go up there, and we were just like,
nope,
absolutely not.
Yeah, I was. My dreams were crushed.
This is why you don't wear Tom's to a park.
I didn't.
And this is why I do wear Tom's to a park,
prepared.
So that I don't
I
have to do
tired.
The shit y'all do.
It was early.
It was so fucking early.
And it was beautiful, though.
It was beautiful.
It was really pretty. Yeah. I learned how to skip stones that day.
You
I
did
never
learn how to skip stones.
I got 3 skips in one.
I got.
You did good.
Every time I skipped, like, a really long distance, these two weren't looking. Lauren and Kitty were, like, looking down or looking away.
They weren't watching us at all. They were working. We were having fun.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You were working.
We were working.
How dare you?
We still haven't got to do our shoot over there.
We will.
We will. Once everyone's back to 100%. So, yeah. It severed an artery in his leg, and he bled out to death. He was 65.
That's kind of sad.
That's really sad.
It was
especially
really
since it's
sad.
His own work that killed him.
Yeah.
What a
I mean, poetic justice. You know?
Here's the thing. Kat and I are writers. If one of our own pieces of work kills us, it's either A, a crazed fan living out some kind of plot that we wrote, or B, I get a paper cut really, really bad, and it's going to get infected because I don't take care of shit.
Or I have a heart attack because my characters have minds of their own and I can't control anything they do.
That too! Or I get another TV show pitched to Brad Pitt. I don't think my heart will be able to handle that one before that one again, because I've had a show pitched.
To Brad Pitt?
Mm-hmm. During my freshman year of college.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Kitty, did you not know about this?
It didn't go anywhere, clearly. But I have some connections that I'm not going to talk about on the podcast, but I can get shows pitched.
Hell yeah.
Fairly,
we are
with
in
ease.
The process of writing a show.
We are. Lucifer was finished and installed into its permanent home on Peña Boulevard in 2008, 15 years after its commission.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it was 2008. That's like really early.
Yeah.
I thought it had been there for like decades.
Well,
it's only been there for 12 years.
Yeah.
13 years.
Yeah. It's 2021, bitches.
Yeah. For real.
So, Lucifer's just the start of some more sus questionable art that is around DIA in general.
Please explain.
So, quick note. 1% of any budget for any project that the city of Denver does is required by law to go towards public art, like art for the general public.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Great fucking rule. So, yes.
All around me are familiar.
Okay, I like literally was watching that piece and I was like, please do not drop it. Please do not drop it on my lap.
For context, I got a piece of cake earlier and a very large bite of cake and it immediately fell to the floor.
By my foot.
Like almost on top of Kitty's foot. Anyway.
You ever notice the ice cream man and Lilo and Stitch, it just always falls over. That was the moment the cat had with her cake. But yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
So 1% of all of the budgets for all of the City of Denver projects has to be allocated to public art because Denver is fucking rad like that.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone want to take a guess of, if you don't remember what I said last time, the budget for DIA?
Oh, I remember. Oh. It was like, it was like $2 billion, right?
$3 billion, right?
It was $3
billion. Fuck off.
Sorry, it was over $3 billion. They don't give you a number, which is sus.
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on. What's 1% of $3 billion? $30 million for art.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's incredible, though. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's great. When the art is less than suspicious. So, some art. This section, when I typed out my notes, I have them like labeled in sections based on the conspiracy theories because there's so fucking many. This section is labeled the creepy AF art that resides on the property.
Oh, yes.
So because DIA's budget was massive, there's a lot of weird shit around the airport. So one, Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Two, when you are taking the trains to the terminals, because Denver's so big, you have to take trains to
like they're little trams, right?
It's like a little light rail. Y'all don't know what a light rail is. Is it? It's a straight up train.
Yeah.
To the other like terminals. As you go through, like, when you're leaving, like, the main airport and going to the terminal, there's, like, windmills that are inside an underground tunnel, and as the train passes by, they all spin, because ooh, that's fun.
That's fun.
Kind of creepy, though. I mean, yeah. Cool, but
we like creepy in this house.
Hi, we're yes. Spooky time tea.
Yes.
And then there's also two massive murals that are said to prophesize or theorize the ending of the world and how it will happen. These are by baggage claim.
Welcome to Denver. Welcome to Denver. You'll never leave.
I wish. One of them is, so directly from the Uncover Colorado's website, there are two terminals in the east and west baggage claims outside the Great Hall. Each mural is split into two pieces, separated by doors, by doorways. Together, they tell a variety of different stories for travelers to interpret while waiting for their bags. No one stands by this while they're waiting for their bags. Like, everyone, like, looks at it, is uncomfortable, and walks away. The first mural is called In Peace and Harmony with Nature, which is said to symbolize environmental destruction.
What a wonderful name for a terrible piece of art.
Versus environmental healing. It's located on the west side of the baggage claim. And the second one is called Children of the World Dream of Peace. It's as creepy as it sounds, I swear to God. I'll pull up a picture in a second.
I don't know why, but when you were mentioning that, it made me think of Children of the Corn. I don't know why.
I think of that song, We Are the World, We Are the Children. Is that a Michael Jackson song? He's on it.
I think so.
That was that song that had a bunch of different people.
Yeah, it was like Bono and...
It was like a whole bunch of celebrities, like big name.
And Children of the World Dream of Peace depicts war versus peace themes. And is located on the east side of baggage claim. So the images are truly disturbing. This one is environmental destruction and healing.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
It's fucked up, right?
What?
I think for my episode, I'm going to do like a carousel of the pictures of all of this shit.
I'm more concerned because of the fire shit that's like going on in the background and the children are like petrified, like, oh shit. Like, what?
And this one is Children of the World Dream of Peace. Keep in mind, I'm pretty sure that's a Nazi. It's a man in a gas mask, but it very much resembles, like, World War II bad guy in any movie.
Oh.
Right?
Oh my God. What is this?
Art.
Art.
That's creepy.
It's right? Horrifying.
And what makes it creepier, as my segue into our next section, is where DIA came from. Like, just... Why are we here? Its purpose is existential life question that I'm currently asking myself since I turned 25 yesterday. There's many conspiracies about the true intentions and purposes of the airport's existence. One widely talked about theory, and probably one of the most popular ones, is that it's a creation by the New World Order with Nazi ties.
God, why? Why are people like, here, have this fun, kind of creepy thing, and let's turn it horrible.
It's the worst.
Let's make it the worst fucking thing we could possibly think of and make you feel the most uncomfortable about being there. Have fun.
Yeah.
Assholes. All of them.
I don't understand it.
Many cite as evidence of this theory that if you look at the airport's runways from like a helicopter view, the runways... vaguely, barely, kind of not even at all, look like a swastika.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures, and somebody said that once, and I looked it up, and I was like, this doesn't...
If
you're looking for it, you can find it. But that's also because if you're looking for anything, you can find it. The human brain can do some weird shit.
Especially if you are implanting those ideas into your head, then your brain can do that.
Yeah. Another indicator for this theory is that the airport's dedication marker thanks the New World Airport Commission for building it. And this organization doesn't exist.
That's what's weird to me.
According to the airport's website.
everything up to this point has been like, okay, like,
I get it.
Dumb. And then that right there is what's... sus to me.
Yeah, well, there's also like a Freemason stamp on the dedication marker.
Oh, so we know they lied.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Leading into that, there's also a theory that DIA is an Illuminati headquarters.
That's fun.
Because there's a lot of unmarked buildings and underground areas on the airport's property. And the excuse for the unmarked and unused buildings is that they were built wrong in the 90s and they just didn't tear them down. They just started over.
I feel like that's weird. Unless they were specifically going to use them for storage. They were like, well...
They might be used... I think that's what they're saying they're used for now is storage. Mm-hmm. But, like, if they were built wrong, I don't trust the safety of them being used for storage.
Yeah. Mm.
A time capsule was also buried at the airport with a Freemason symbol. That's what had the Freemason symbol on it.
Gotcha.
And the Freemasons are believed to have ties to the Illuminati organization. Something that fuels this rumor was also the insane cost of building the airport and how over budget construction went. Oh, sorry. No, its budget wasn't $3 billion. They went over budget by $3 billion.
Oh, what was its actual budget?
I can't find it anywhere. I can't find it.
I'm gonna look it up. I wanna see.
And no one is really sure where all that money went. You can't find a breakdown of how much the airport costs to make.
So why are they keeping it so secretive? Is my question.
Highly suspect. There's rumors that under DIA is a bunker for top world leaders and stars and general, quote-unquote, VIPs to take shelter and or live when the world ends. So, like, I think Beyonce makes that list. Well. Probably.
So everyone else is fucked, but the only the high-priority VIP people.
If you important, you going.
Okay.
Make yourself matter by the time the world
I
ends.
I found answers.
Oh,
give me
okay.
answers.
According to the Denver Post, the Denver International Airport... Airport.
Airport.
According to the Denver Post, the dinner. I can't speak.
DIA. DIA.
Please help me.
DIA.
The DIA.
No, just DIA.
The Mile High City's sprawling airport, built from scratch 24 miles from the heart of the city, opened February 28th, 1995. It was 16 months overdue and $2 billion over its original $2.9 billion budget.
It's $3 billion over budget.
Okay.
Well, at least my sources. But that's still fucking like...
Still, they went... Still their original budget was almost $3 billion.
Yeah.
And they went... They doubled that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
And no one knows where the money went.
No. And as of right now, this is new information as of October 8th of 2020. The DIA officials will have to cut back on the remaining work on the Great Hall renovation in order to stay within the project's $770 million budget.
Yeah, it's currently in renovation, and I'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. There's also a rumor that there's an underground tunnel that runs from the Air Force Base to DIA, which is over an hour drive if you take I-25.
Huh.
Just underground tunnel. Secret tunnel! Secret tunnel.
Now that's really, really sus.
Yeah, because it goes to the Air Force Base.
Mm.
The government, okay, the government is doing shady shit. We already know that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's any weirder than...
We're going to wake up tomorrow, they're going to take back our stimulus checks, be like, don't talk shit. Talk shit, get hit.
Snitches get stitches.
Joke's on you, I already spent it. Should the underground tunnels not belong to the Illuminati, they might belong to aliens. Was that his...
Insert the alien guy.
I'm going to put that in the carousel of the Instagram profile.
We need, like, this is where we would need the music for, like, the, like, sci-fi.
Hold on.
The Twilight music.
No. Even better, hold the fuck up. No one say anything.
I say the Twilight music, like, I mean... The Twilight show, Zone, obviously, but like in my head, the Bella's song from the Twilight movie started playing.
I have it right here.
I knew what you were going with. There we go.
There it is. That's the X-Files.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It still works. It still works, though.
9 seconds. They can't copyright strike us for that, bitches. I don't think they can. Yes. DIA might be home to Area 52.
Area 52? Shut up.
I wish I was
this
kidding.
This is not Looney Tunes back in action.
No, but that movie's fucking great and I would die for Brendan Fraser.
I would die for Brendan Fraser. I love that man.
George of the Jungle. So one of the most wild theories about DIA is that...
Say aliens just, again?
Aliens? Why is this Bella's is lullabies thing. Playing? I said aliens, not vampires.
Because,
oh, dibs on
because him. She said the Twilight song, like, we were singing the Twilight song, and I was like, Twilight, Bella's lullaby.
No. That wasn't what I knew I what know. You had meant, but Jesus.
I needed X-Files. That's what makes the most sense in that sentence.
Yes.
Yes. It does.
That being said, I would like for the next software update for life, I want theme songs to follow me around.
Yes. Software update for life.
Imagine. Isn't this Psycho?
No. This is Twilight Zone.
Oh. You said Twilight, not Twilight Zone.
No. She said Twilight.
I said Twilight.
Okay. Anyway.
I said Twilight.
This is a weird episode. But you know what? It's fun. We have fun here.
So one of the more wild theories is that DIA is the site of alien intelligence and that it hides a secondary alien holding/testing facility. Very specifically, this theory started because there is a fence on DIA's property that is just a fence for itself. And it's there's barbed wire pointing in.
Yes.
What are they trying to keep in?
Exactly. That's the whole point. There's a specific fence on the property that's very tall and has barbed wire. It auto-corrected. Barbed wire angled at the top. But if you look closely, you can see that the barbed wire is pointing in as if it's trying to keep someone or something from escaping.
It could be their theory. Not a conspiracy theory, just a theory. Theory, Bigfoot. It could be there if, like, if something happened and the airport security was looking for someone and they had to shut down the airport, mm-hmm. so that person couldn't get out before they had the chance to catch them. Does that make sense?
You'd have to catch them to put them in the fence, though.
Well, no, because the fence is surrounding the airport, right? No. Is that what? Oh.
It's a separate fence.
Oh, around what?
Nothing.
Wait. the fence is keeping. What is the fence surrounding? I'm confused.
Nothing.
There's nothing. It's just a round fence in the middle of a field. Hold what on. Is happening?
What?
Let me
confuzzled.
I'm too. I'm confused.
Hold on. Do
I? No, I like my word better. Confuzzled.
Confuzzled.
It sounds.
I like
cuter.
Your word better too. Your hair's so soft. I can't stop playing with it.
I noticed. I mean, I don't mind it.
I know. I like hair being played with.
Are you trying to find it?
Mm-hmm. Alien fence didn't work.
You think she's kidding? She really did Google alien fence.
A DIA barbed wire fence also only brings up generic, like, circle barbed wire fences on jails. But, see, okay, so it's a concrete slab in the middle of a fucking field with a fence around it with barbed wire going in.
Okay.
That's weird.
Right?
That's weird.
Why? And what?
If I knew, I wouldn't be here to tell you the story. The government
Maybe the ground, like, goes down. Maybe, like, that slab.
Here's the thing. If the Avengers are real, I want in. I have no skill sets, but I can make cookies.
We can make coffee and cookies and tea, and we want in now.
We want to fight the aliens.
No, hide me in a bunker, but I'll make you cookies and, like...
No, I want to really fight. Can. Give me some powers, though.
Literally.
That's how that works. Although, if you can put me in a machine like you did Captain America and I come out thinner, I want that.
And super strong?
I don't care.
Would you take the injection he got?
I mean, yeah, but, like, also, instead of that, can I have him? Anyways.
This totally went off the rails. We are off the rails, but you know what? It makes for a good episode.
Also, it's way longer than it was last time, and I'm a lot happier with it.
Yeah. You do realize I have to edit some things out, though.
Well, yes.
Well, yeah, but also that we have to edit less out.
But I think the
time.
Last episode was only, like, 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
So it would have been...
Because I'm notorious for doing the shorter episodes because I don't do enough research.
I don't think that's it.
I think now that I only have one job, it'll be a lot easier for me to get, like, the good shit.
Yeah.
Also, I think I claim stories that I already know all the details.
I have ringing in my ear.
It happened to me yesterday. Ask Kat. I was, like, sitting there and I went like that.
Mm-hmm. I do that.
I know the pain.
And then my mom once told me that while she was in the terminal train, you can see a crudely drawn picture of an alien.
That's fun.
I don't know if that's public art or, like, if it got out or...
If it got... What's that one episode of SpongeBob?
Dude, ahoy,
ahoy! I can't breathe.
I felt like the alien in the fence got out and drew a picture and then they took him back.
That's what she was saying. But no.
I was more saying like the alien was Doodlebug.
Oh.
That's what she was saying.
I was thinking the other way. Like,
she walks by and it goes, ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Now, didn't you say something about like how the airport like plays in?
Oh, yeah. No, I was getting there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the airport heavily leans into the rumors and conspiracies. The CEO of, like a lot, the CEO of the airport has a lot of fun with it. The airport even puts up, like, temporary construction walls that have signs on them that have, like...
That's a lot of fun.
Aliens and, like, pictures of, like, the Illuminati pyramid eye thing and...
If, honestly, that's the way to go about it.
For sure.
Even if you're hiding, like, especially if you're hiding something.
Especially if you're, that's how I know. I'm just kidding.
Because if you weren't doing it, then it would be sus.
All of exactly. Yeah. All of the pictures are accompanied with phrases like, what are we doing? What are we up to? Yes, Denver's got some secrets. Like, those are all on the signs.
I love
and
that.
That's how you know that everything that I just said is the truth. I'm kidding, kind of.
All right.
And that's the story of DIA, just conspiracy theories. We might
did
be
you
taking
say
over.
GIA?
No, DIA.
I heard GIA.
I did also hear GIA. Just
I
for the record, I'm sorry.
DIA. Look, yesterday was my birthday, so it's still my birth week, so you're not allowed to make
okay,
fun of
today
me.
When I tried to use the excuse, it's your birthday, we can do whatever you want, you said my birthday was yesterday, that excuse is invalid.
That's because it, this, ah! Hey, shh, this, ah! This benefits me now, okay?
It benefited you earlier, I told you we could do whatever you wanted.
I don't like I'm making done. Decisions. I can't make decisions.
We never can make good decisions.
I did. The fastest decision I've ever made in my life was today, and it was the Chris Evans TikTok. This episode is very becoming quickly.
This episode is sponsored by Chris Evans.
I wish.
Chris Evans, if you're listening to this, which I highly doubt you are, she wants you to call her and send her a picture of your bod. That's all.
Okay, hold on. I have a lot more respect for this man than that. I didn't look at the picture
okay,
when
she
it
wants
leaked.
You to FaceTime her.
Wouldn't say
a conversation.
No.
You know.
Hit me up at 720-4-
Okay, everyone. Thank you for joining us at our Spooky Time Tea Party. Don't forget to spread the spook by sharing with your friends and family or whoever else you think might enjoy our show. If you have a story you would like to share or for us to talk about, you can email us at spookytimetea@gmail.com or hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Remember, everyone, don't assume things about your local airport. Do your research, make your own decisions, and don't get crushed by your art. That would be bad. That's a bad situation. Like, love your art, but don't let your art love you that much. And remember, don't give your phone number out on a podcast that is public.
I don't want to talk about it.
We love you, everyone. Have a good night. We love you, and sweet dreams.